Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Remember to breathe. Just breathe. All around me.
Greetings and blessings, coming to you live from Sankofa Infinity Ministries. Topic today and always, transcending Sankofa, and I am your host, Yahshua Elohim. If you want to call in, you can always call in with 646-595-3646. If I, for whatever reason, do not catch your call, please do not take it personally. Today I want to talk about transcending Sankofa. I find it an absolutely profound topic because a lot of us, and most of us, are dealing with, coping with, and living by things, person, places, things, and ideas that no longer serve us. Now, as I mentioned in my last show last week, I stated that Sankofa is from the Twi language, and it comes from Ghana. And it means to turn back, and fetch it, get it. Now, get what? We're getting our history. When I begin my journey, I begin to turn back and pick up my history of who I was as woman, who I was as colored woman, and who I am as a spiritual being. And when I came in the transcending, I began to ask the question, well, who am I as the likeness and the image of Source? Who am I as the likeness and the image of Source? And in asking that question, it set a lot of things in motion. It set a lot of laws in motion, because what happens is when you begin to ask yourself questions, you are now prepared and ready for the answer. The universe and the laws of the universe conspire to bring you truth, because now they get truth. So now you have law of attraction in motion. You have the laws of correspondence. You have the law of rhythm, vibration, law of mentalism. And let's not forget law of mentalism. That is the first law. So whatever you think into the mentalism of the universe, it will beckon. You calleth yourself unto the deep. And it's a very profound experience. I won't say that it is an easy task. I will say that it is very challenging, because you have to come to a space, place, and time in your life where you have to examine, you have to evaluate, discriminate tribal beliefs, your tribal beliefs. Now, when we're born into the world, we're born into an external power that is composed of tribal beliefs, your personal beliefs, and then you're emotional. And all of these, I'm going to say they all have power. You know, I listen to people talk about how they have to do what their family did, or they have to believe as their family believed. And these are strongholds, is what they are. They're strongholds to keep you bound up. But it is there for a particular reason. So I will say it is by divine design that these things must be in place. You must come into the external power of this world, which gives you contrast. And when you come into the space of internal power, you have now begun that path, begin on that path towards what I consider clarity, and the clarity alone transcends Sankofa. It transcends that which you have went back and picked up and thought was yours, or somebody told you it was yours, or someone taught it to you. You believed it because you believed in them, and, you know, and so forth and so on. It goes on and on and on. But at some point in your spiritual journey, you'll find that everything that you have accumulated, all the knowledge, all the reasoning that you've accumulated from tribal beliefs, your family traditions, beliefs, religions, institutions, when you come into your internal power, these things must be dissolved. They must be dissolved, and they will fall away. But you have to maintain and stay in alignment with your own divinity. Well, what is my own divinity? Well, you know, I was born into a family and I was introduced to Christianity. And that is what I was taught from a religious perspective. Well, at some point in my life, I began to go back to Genesis, and it says, I created you in the likeness and image of who I am. The likeness and image of source energy. The likeness and image of source energy. So that is your divinity. That is your divinity, and that divinity alone is magnetizing. It is electromagnetic. And it is an energy field that surrounds and encompasses you as a human being. Human being. You know, when I looked at the word human being, I said a God man or a God woman, because, you know, who can be a mantra? And you're calling forth. You're calling forth the heavens or the divine being. You're calling it forth. You're calling it out of you. And as a human being, a part of a human race, we are the extensions of the spiritual, you call it the kingdom of heaven, or a space of infinity. We are extensions of that. It's almost like there's an umbilical cord between the physical and the non-physical aspect of who we are. When you come into the alignment of that, you begin to do things not out of your own will, but out of the divine will. This is why Yeshua states that when he was asking to be delivered from this assignment that he had been given, when he came to himself, he said, whatever is thy will, let thy will be done. So in that moment, there was a divine cooperation. He became a part of the all, and the all became a part of him. And they worked together as one. Yet, they are non-physical and physical. So the body, the human, becomes an instrument for the divine. For the divine. You become an instrument. You become the instrument that you were designed to be, which is the divine. Life is a beautiful, beautiful thing. With all its bumps and bruises, trials and tribulations, at some point you have to step back, take responsibility of the fact that you created these experiences. Whether you like it or not, I know what I know there are some things that are created, and you're saying, no, I couldn't have created it, but you did. You did. Allow yourself to take responsibility for the realities that you've created from the non-physical aspect of who you are, and you did it by default. You will then walk into your personal power. And as you grow into your personal power, there's an emotional intuit that you have about yourself. And there's emerging into the divine. I stated before in my last show that, you know, you have the chakras, there's seven of them. You have the root. I'm not going to say all of them. I'm just going to mention three, the lower threes. You have the root, the sacral, and the solar plexus. Most people operate out of those three. They don't go to the higher chakras. The higher chakras correspond to the higher portions of the faculties of the tree of life, which is what we are. What we are is the tree of life, because we are composed of many faculties within our being. When you gain symbolic insight, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The faculties of the tree of life, particular planet. So as above, so below, the law of correspondence. Now, what I find amazing is that transcending Sankofa allows you to bring the duality and the polarity of things together, so they work together as one. It's a win-win situation. Nothing's lost to gain. There's nothing lost. I know that even today in 2016, looking back over my life from 1971, when I was introduced into the space we call Earth, there has not been one thing that is not used in my life that I did not experience from 1971 all the way to 2016. This is why in the Bible they state all things work together for the good of them. For the good of them. And let me finish. For the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. You are called because you're chosen. You choose because you make the choice to be chosen. This goes back to free will. So you can choose not to be chosen, or you can choose to be chosen. But it is not without thorns. When you choose to be chosen, the mind is that the movie Passion, you know how they placed thorns on his, he had this, before they crucified him, they placed this crown of thorns on his head, his crown. It is not without thorns, not without thorns, but you have to step back, reevaluate, redirect, and refocus, and let it be done unto the will of the divine, because everything that we experience in this life, now, is for the elevation and the expansion of our divinity. And our divinity is infinite. It is infinite. So you're forever expanding and elevating. Now, you can slow your roll. You can slow down. You can stay in retrograde is what you can do if you don't want to go forward. You can stay in retrograde and you can remain dense if you want to. But when you walk into the flow of the divine, it is definitely a ride. It is definitely a ride to be taken. And I challenge you. I challenge anyone. If you think you all of that, you think you're a queen and a king and all that, okay, all right. Get on this ride. Get on this train of the divine. We'll see. We'll see. Because in this ride, you don't have to put on heels. In this ride, there's, matter of fact, no one knows who you are. Because there's no need to exalt yourself. There's no need to do that. There's no need to draw attention to yourself because it is the divine that draws unto itself. You're just in cooperation, divine cooperation with that divinity, with that alignment. So that at the end of the day, the only thing that is important, the only thing that is important is maintaining your alignment with the divine. That's the only thing. That's the only thing that is important for me, I know. Because in my alignment, I'm always at the right place at the right time. I'm always talking to the right person. I'm always saying what I need to say when I need to say it. I know what to do, and it knows what to do because it knows where I am. It knows where I am. So, with that said, I enjoyed this. I always enjoy going forth and giving forth the spoken word. Whenever you have time, please check out High Frequency Radio. These are gurus that I speak to. These are gurus that I listen to. Don Nicolion, the WGAG radio, High Frequency, the shows with Yusuf Ale, Chief Speaks, Reawakening with Dr. Gilliam, I'm not going to say her name, but she has the Woman's Solution. She comes on, you know, in the morning around 8 o'clock, but she's also good. These are gurus that I listen to, and I listen to them because I'm listening to myself. Like attracts light. Like. That is, like attracts light. Attracts light, and it resonates. So with that said, go check out their shows, and I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with this one faculty parable. I am the likeness of the all. I've got the power of the all within me. I am the power of the all, not in amount, but in kind. Thus, I am relaxed in the face of the greatest challenges. You know why? Because you have inner peace. And that inner peace is based on your alignment with the all, because you are a part of the all. So with that said, I ask that you be blessed, stay focused, and stay in the light. Move with that which resonates with you and discard, discriminate that which does not come in alignment with who you are as a divine being. Be blessed.
Just breathe. just don't know why.